Welcome to the Rabbi Greenberg Show, the podcast that brings Jewish knowledge to you.
There's a biblical disease that many people conflate with leprosy. The Hebrew word for it is tzaraat. It's a skin disease, and when a person is afflicted with it, they have to be quarantined, which tells you why it was confused with leprosy, which is a contagious disease. This is not a contagious disease. It was a spiritual malady that manifested itself physically with skin lesions. And the Talmud tells us that this came as a punishment for someone who speaks Lashon Hara, who slanders others. And that would lead this person becoming afflicted with this lesion. And if the lesion conforms to all the specifications that render the person ritually impure, they would be quarantined. And after the quarantine, if it disappeared, they would be rendered pure and they would have to bring a special offering, a special ritual. What is the significance of this type of malady, of this type of illness? We don't see this illness anymore. And the Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe, explains that this illness was usually, or if not almost always, something that afflicted people who were very spiritually astute, people who are on a high spiritual level. And because they were so spiritual and so sensitive to spirituality, if there was any type of impurity, any type of spiritual lesion, it would manifest itself on the surface. People who were not so righteous would have their evil internalized. It would penetrate within them. But people whose inner dimension was clean and pure and holy, if there was some imperfection, that imperfection would appear on the outside. One way of looking at it is, it's a form of allergy. There are people who are allergic to peanuts, there are people who are allergic to various foods, there are people who are allergic to various chemicals. There are people who are allergic to evil, even a very subtle form of evil, and that would manifest itself on the surface. We're taught that Mashiach himself is referred to as a metzora, as someone afflicted with this skin disease. And the reason why Mashiach, who's supposed to be the greatest and holiest of people, is not because he is imperfect. According to our sages, Mashiach is as great, if not greater, than Moses, and doesn't even have the imperfections that Moses might have had. But it indicates that the era of Mashiach is an era where we've gotten rid of all the evil in the world collectively through thousands of years of accumulated good and introducing all of the holiness through all the mitzvahs, all the good deeds that we've been doing for thousands of years. Whereas the evil that people have committed dissipates with the passage of time. So right now we have the good, cumulative good, which created a tremendous treasury and reservoir of holiness and goodness, versus the evil of this one generation. But this evil is on the surface. That means we've already tackled evil. And the last evil that exists, the conflicts in the world, the wars and the hatred and all that, that's the surface evil that is ready to be completely eliminated. So the lesson of Metzora is that we should be sensitive to evil, sensitive to the way we speak, not to use language that is unbecoming of someone who is in possession of a divine soul, just like we wouldn't say certain words in the presence of company, of distinguished guests. But we have that distinguished guest in our own bodies. That's our divine soul. How could we pollute our divine soul? We have to be sensitive to that and allergic to any type of imperfection in speech, in action, of course, and in thought, but primarily in speech. And use our mouth, use our tongue, use our power of speech, which is a unique human power, to speak well about others, to praise God, to pray, and to study Torah.
Thanks for listening to the Rabbi Greenberg Show.